20 on Black Hammer.
All right, let's get these bitches!
Does anybody have eyes on the sniper?
Okay, Ben, even soldiers have to get to work on time.
Yo, you're pro-Taliban. We do know that you're gonna be Mrs. Black Hammer.
Did you tell my brother?
I'm out of prison!
I need him to be on board. You two are the most important.
Oh, great. Another buddy cop film where the actors are only playing one note. That's exactly what January needed. Just keep living the stereotype movies for January then.
Didn't Universal learn from RIPD that they should just stay away from buddy action movies? I thought
you know
they
what?
Fucking learned.
That's a good question. RIPD failed, right? It didn't make it money back.
No, RIPD was a big bomb, and this is $60 million budget. So,
say this though, January, as much as we talk shit, come on, everybody knows that, whatever, nobody gives a fuck about the movies in January because Oscar season, that's the movies you really care about right now.
Right, January's
but
dumping.
I can give on Universal's part, they probably thought it would make money, and for some reason, I wouldn't be surprised if this is number one in the box office.
I wouldn't either, but here's the thing. I mean, we all know this as critics, that January is a month where everyone's tax write-offs go. So, we know we're getting shit, but these are the movies that are like, fuck, we need to spend money. Kevin Hart comes in the door, hey, I got this idea, fuck it, just take the money and go.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, we're going to be seeing, this is going to be, this is back to back. December, Kevin Hart had a movie, January, he's got a movie, and February, he's got a movie, whatever, with Michael Ealy, so.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a while now, but the motherfucker is oversaturated.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and, well.
And not oversaturated in a good way, either.
Yeah, well, do we want to start getting into, wow, what did we just watch?
Well, what's the last bad cop movie, but. Buddy cop film you remember seeing in LA?
The last buddy cop film I remember seeing that I liked?
Bad. No, the one that you hated.
Oh, The Heat.
No, last year. I was going to go like 3 years ago or something like that.
No, fuck The Heat.
You know, it's funny because I completely forgot about The Heat. All together, I've blocked that movie. Not even block it out, and like I don't like the movie. I'm not gonna lie, or whatever. I thought Marlon Wayans, that's probably the best thing he's done in a while, or whatever. But I don't like the movie at all. And I personally forgot about that movie until the critics awards have been coming around, and the Heat has been getting brought up a lot lately. And I go like, what is that? And then I remember it because they pulled the camera on Sandra Bullock. I'm like, oh yeah, it's that shitty movie she did.
Oh yeah, that misogynistic piece of shit.
Melissa McCarthy is actually getting known for this piece of shit. Great, that bitch will be around for another 20 years now. Thank you.
You think she's going to survive 20 years?
You know what? I die. That's the last one. She might be like Adam Sandler. Fuck, I forgot his fat ass name. Whatever.
Kevin James?
The one that died. No, not the first fat one before he replaced him.
Oh, Chris Farley, who's actually funny because he actually knows what slapstick is.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like, not to get into a side argument here, but do you have the feeling that Chris Farley was the last great slapstick comedian?
I thought you were going to say the last great fat guy.
Because Chris Farley was one of those guys where he was like, fuck it, I'm big, I'll just break shit.
Him and David Spade, I thought, always worked well together because he was a dumbass. And that takes us back to having the dumbass sidekick and the straight guy or whatever.
Yeah, Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy, I know a lot of critics like it, but I love Tommy Boy for how stupid it is.
Tommy Boy is pretty funny, whatever. And it's funny that we bring that up because this all comes to full circle around it.
We have a plan, people, and that plan is to talk about how buddies can get together in a movie, but not this one.
Yeah, it's not that I hate Kevin Hart, it's just that I'm tired of him. He's doing it. I say oversaturated, but I don't mind an actor being oversaturated. Like, I know Michael Fassbender was at one point, but Michael Fassbender is fucking good, and his movies he were doing was good or whatever. It's if you're good at acting, you're doing different things, and you're doing, you can have some bad movies in it, but if you do some good movies here and there, whatever, then you know I can jump on board for you being oversaturated. But if you're just doing the same shit, and then it kind of gets worse, or even one movie's bad and another, and you just kind of like, Why don't you just go away, dude? Just
yeah, I mean, for every for Fassbender, go met the Fassbender. For every Shaman Prometheus you get, you have the Counselor. It happens.
Mm-hmm. And this has been a year where we haven't seen much Fassbender as well, whatever, except for two movies, whatever.
And one you don't want to ever see him do again.
Actually, I got kind of scared. I saw that dude with the Golden Glove slap Steve McQueen on the shoulder. I was like, Fassbender, shave that fucking beard, man. You give me flashbacks and shit. I was like,
right. But, okay.
I only associate Fassbender with this bad movie, though. The plot of this movie, though, is Kevin Hart plays a guy named, what wasn't it, Ben, was it? Some shit like that, whatever. How the fuck is his name Ben, first of all? That didn't make any sense. Uncle Ben, yeah. Let's call him that. Uncle Ben, yeah.
Subtle like racism. Go along.
He looks like that man on the grits box. I mean, shit.
Grits and gravy. Grits and gravy.
Yeah, and rice, yes.
Ben? Oh, I got it. I got it. I pulled it up. Ben Barber.
Ben Barber. You gotta be fucking kidding. Okay, Ben Barber. That was actually his fucking last name.
And they have another full circle moment. This is directed by Tim Story, who did Barbershop. What creative writing?
Tim, he also did Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
He did both Fantastic Fours. He also did Think Like a Man.
I'm about 50-50 on that movie. I thought Kevin Hart was the worst part of the movie, to be honest. His comedy doesn't fit in with the normal situation that's going on with all these other people's stories. It's like, yeah, his just seemed the extreme or whatever, and I don't get it, but whatever. And plus, I don't like taking love lessons from the bald-headed Negro that think he knows more about love than actual women and men do, but anyway.
Right, and then you find out that he's the one who knows the least.
Exactly, thank you. Okay, shit. So I, like I said in the review, I was a little biased going to that movie, just knowing what the premise of it. But anyway, it was decent. But this one, yeah. So that Ben Barber, wow. Okay, he dated this chick Tika something, who we recently just saw Madea's fucking Christmas.
I'm sure you saw her on screen, and she was like, "Hi, baby." You were like, "Bullshit."
Yeah. First of all, that bitch tall. Like I think she's taller than Lehu, because obviously Lehu's taller than me. Whereas I think she's tall. She has some height over her. I think she's pushing like 5'11" or something like that. If I remember her height over her, because she was almost standing neck to neck with that guy at Madea's Christmas and shit. And she's a good looking woman. You know, I'll give her that. Whatever. She is a good looking woman. Not sexy.
She's 5'11". She would use P1 as a dildo.
Exactly.
Which he would be okay with.
I would, but. I don't know, I'm gonna taste a Madea in her mouth. I don't know. I hugged that bitch in the movie. I saw, I was like, I don't know. But that's already mistake number one. Is I'm sorry, but they need to get a short burn for the next time, because I've been noticing that in a lot of his comedies, whenever he has a woman in the movie, the chick is tall, way taller than him, and they make a joke about it.
Yeah, he needs like Little Mama or Little Kim to be his cohort.
It's not funny anymore because it's reoccurring now. It's like,
yeah,
just getting water out either how short he is or how he can be. What's the goofiest thing in there?
Yeah.
You know, still, whatever.
And it's like, the jokes that they use for him are so unclever. The only one that's been able to do something clever with it was Alan Arkin in that Grudge match, because he was just like, that's Alan Arkin.
Hey, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
So pretty much, he wants to marry Tika something or whatever, but she needs to get the blessings of Ice Cube, her older brother or whatever, which Ice Cube ain't having, first of all. And I can tell you, if I want to marry a chick, you know, it'd be nice to get someone's blessing, but the motherfucker tells me, no, I'm going to marry her anyway. Fuck what you said.
Yeah. Can I say something about Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you're in a movie... I was thinking throughout this, as every NWA, you know, joke could be made, I was like, wow, if Eazy-E was alive, he would have shot your ass so fast for doing something like this.
You know what's funny about that, too? Because in 21 Jump Street, they made an NWA joke, and it was funny as fuck.
Yeah.
They even did it in the trailer or whatever, like in marketing camp. Where they play the music in the background, and you see Ice Cube like bobbing his head, like rapping the song along with it and shit like that. That's a visual gag, and for some reason it was funny as hell, whatever. I don't know why. You see him do the shit in here, whatever. He's like, wow, the writing in here is so fucking bad. They just have him doing, hey, look like the angry black man for the whole goddamn movie.
Yeah, like, Like, here, hey, I'm glad you brought that up, because 21 Jump Street, they actually got clever with it. It was funny. Just to have Ice Cube say, today was a good day, and have, like, turn to the audience and be like, huh? Isn't that funny? I'm like, fuck you.
I stood up in the movie theater and said, oh, fuck you, movie.
I'm white and I'm saying, fuck you.
Yeah, I was pissed. I wish it was a group of us. I wish it was a pack of us niggas in the theater, whatever. The butter bag, just the spoiled house. I was just to stand up and go, oh, fuck you, movie. Or whatever. you say that as if we supposed to go along with it. Like, huh? Don't you think that's funny? Whatever. It's like, fuck you. That wasn't funny at all, or whatever. Like, this movie, it just rehashes, repeats, and just as steals lines from Training Day and other, quotes and popular lines and shit like that, and just does that the whole movie. I'm just like, all right, man, you can tell, like, January is a dumb month because they didn't even write shit for this movie. They just said, ad-lib some lines you remember from cop films or whatever and shit like that, or your previous career or something like that, just throw that in there or whatever. And I was just like, this is a lazy shit right here.
Yeah, I was just like, I was hoping, there's that part of me that hopes that Dr. Dre goes to see this. And he's just like, fuck, now I gotta release Detox just to get that out of my brain.
I gotta put Detox out on the train. I'll make my own sound clip, whatever, shit like that. And, you know, I like Ice Cube. I don't think he's a bad actor. I think he's just like...
I think he does what he needs to do. Like, he's proven he can be good.
Yeah. I think he's a good... comedic actor or whatever. We've seen him in some comedy movies in the past and now, whatever, that he's been good at. Or action star, I think we've only saw him, like, Triple X, something like that. The
Three Kings. Three Kings he was great at.
Oh, right, Three Kings. We need Three Kings. We still in the gold.
Yeah, no, that was a great movie. And like you said, comedic actor, 21 Jump Street. If he gets a good writer to work with him, he knows what to do.
Yeah, it felt like nobody wrote shit for him and they just went along with it. It's like, it felt like Ice Cube I'm trying, and Kevin Hart was trying too fucking much.
Yeah. Do you know? Well, I will say this. Do you know when it started to actually, you know, get somewhat funny for me?
I would say probably after 40 minutes, maybe, because, like, the first half, it was pretty boring. Like, nothing was going on.
It's whenever Lawrence fucking Fishburne comes into this.
He did come at the end too, or whatever, and when he started acting niggerish, I was kind of like, I ain't gonna lie, I laughed a little bit.
No, because, like, we've never seen Lawrence Fishburne act like that, because Lawrence Fishburne, he's been one of those actors, not to get a little racist here, but he's always been one of those sophisticated Negro actors, and to see him come in here and just black it up, I was laughing my ass off at the stuff they got for him.
Yeah, he's like a Morgan Freeman. If Morgan Freeman didn't know how to baby, they shoot out Lawrence Fishburne. And there you go. He's like, I'm not doing this coonish niggerish shit or anything like that. Which I'm shocked that he would sign up to do this or whatever to be, you know, like all the, well, maybe he's never been approached for anything else or whatever. I don't know, whatever. But I was looking at that. He was the best part of the whole movie, whatever. And
oh, far and away.
Oh, yeah, by far. Because everything else was shit. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
It seemed like he looked at the script and he was like, man, I know how to make this funny. Fuck you.
Exactly. Whatever. Shit. Because, you know, I got to redeem myself. Man, still, if I only have scenes in. Anyway.
I was about to say, we can't even criticize his scenes in Man of Steel. He was only in the fucking movie for 5 minutes.
I think that's a big fucking deal about being black. It's like, that dude's in it for 5 minutes. Like,
like people were asking me, like, how is he? I was like, he's good. If you got to see him more.
He does what he needs to do, and then sign some papers and run.
Right.
Yeah, he was probably the funniest thing in here, whatever and shit. And they kind of keep it like kind of a mystery. I don't know, somewhat of like who this guy is, whatever. But you kind of can tell. I mean, it's pretty goddamn predictable because it just follows the simple tropes of your buddy cop.
Yeah, no shit.
I remember that I really loved. Matter of fact, even on my best of was End of Watch.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't seen that.
You still haven't seen it? Oh, it's on Netflix. Dude. You gotta watch that one, then. It's just the camaraderie between Mike Pena and Jake Gyllenhaal, which I still think that was one of Jake Gyllenhaal's best performances and shit like that. I was actually surprised by that one. I was like, I actually like these guys. I care about them and shit like that. Like, they build a... Like, every buddy cop film, it always starts off kind of boring, whatever, because you're just getting... the jokes out of the way before it gets to the action part and shit like this. And with the Inevitable Watch, what it did was you spend more time getting to know the character's life and family and stuff like that. You relate to why they call themselves brothers and shit before they get into the hardcore shit that happens. Where, and here, it just kicks it off that, all right, I'm not even supposed to like this guy. Kevin Hart, he's being unbelievable for me as well. It's just like, I don't give a shit what any of these characters do or progress when they both could get shot right now. I'd be like, oh, I guess the movie's over right now. I didn't see that coming. Okay.
Well, yeah, whatever. I mean, let's simplify this for everyone who can't get what we're talking about, maybe. Ice Cube is a serious one, and Kevin Hart is Bojangles throughout this movie.
Yeah, exactly. You saw Neville.
So, like, you know, that's really all we need to say is that Lawrence Fishburne,
I come for you for the movie spoilers. Spoiler bastards out there. One is Django, the other is a slave. You'll get my point right there. Whatever.
Oh!
So you get what we're saying there now.
I get it. One's a blatant racist stereotype, and the other is just straight.
Serious. Straightforward and serious.
Right. So, I guess let's wrap this shit up. I'm gonna give it a very low stream it.
Yeah.
The only reason it's not getting a fucking is because, like I said, Lawrence Fishburne just comes in and saves this fucking thing.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, he does, I guess, kind of way. You know what? It's a fucking...
Yeah, no, I expected that from you. I'm a little nicer towards this because it's like, it's fucking January. What do you expect?
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't even tell anybody. Like, stream it sounds like you gotta do something. Like, Netflix doesn't send you, like, you know, like, hey, this movie's online or whatever. They have this new movie is online. So, look, you gotta do work, find it, whatever, and shit. So, it's like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, if you live in the ghetto and there's bootleggers, you could buy it on bootleg and watch it. But then that's like, you know, I gotta put this in my Blu-ray player, my DVD player now, whatever. So it's one of those things where it's like, just fuck it, man. If it's on TV, I guess skim through it. You got that DVR for it. But I it wasn't enough to say it with me. I was literally bored and pissed.
Okay, fair enough. So, how would you have made this movie, P1?
What was that again?
How would you have made this movie?
I would have kept it for gay. And Ice Cube and the straight brother that would have his brother rolling up on him all day. Yeah.
And I like it. I like it. That's the next $1 million idea. A buddy cop film where they're gay.
Exactly. Oh, let's not forget to mention the Edgar Wright did a Hot Fuzz, so I mean...
What?
The great Edgar Wright did a Hot Fuzz, so I mean, you know.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz... I didn't think about that because that was so long ago, but that is kind of one of the best buddy cop films ever created. But that's not either there. So we're not going to give this movie any more time than it deserves. Goodbye, everyone.
Fucking bastards.
It's probably still drivable, though, because it happened in the back. You can't drive it now.
You tell me what I need to know, or you're going to jail with a bullet wound.
I ain't telling you nothing.
Tell me where the body is!
Tell me where
the body is!
He shot me!
Yeah, he shot your ass.
You damn right I shot your ass.